This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of Ukrainians are feared dead after a Russian bomb destroyed a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of Luhansk province said Sunday that 30 people were rescued from the rubble of the school in the village, but the rest probably did not survive. Elsewhere, more explosions rocked the Black Sea port of Odessa. Meanwhile, Ukrainian soldiers making a last stand at a steel mill in the besieged city of Mariupol said they wouldn't surrender following the evacuation of civilians from the sprawling site. As the largest European conflict since World War II turned on, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the U.S. First Lady Jill Biden made surprise visits to Ukraine. Leaders from the Group of Seven developed democracies pledged Sunday to phasing out or banning the import of Russian oil as they met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for online talks to stress their support and to display unity among Western allies on Victory Day and Europe Day, which marks Nazi Germany's surrender in 1945. G7 countries, U.S., Britain, Canada, Germany, France, and Italy, and Japan said in a statement that cutting out Russian oil supplies will hit hard at the main artery of Russian President Vladimir Putin's economy and deny him the revenue he needs to fund his war. Casting a look back at the World War II, the leaders stressed unity and the resolve that Putin must not win. U.S. President Joe Biden, his call with the G7 leaders and Zelensky, lasted about an hour. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll of a powerful explosion at a luxury hotel in Cuba's capital has increased to 31 as search crews with dogs hunt through the rubble of the iconic 19th century building looking for people still missing. The five-star Hotel Saratoga in Old Havana was preparing to reopen after being closed for 2 years when an apparent gas leak caused a massive explosion Friday. The blast damaged nearby structures, including the historic Marti Theater and the Calvary Baptist Church. It's the headquarters for the denomination in western Cuba. Municipal authorities say burials for victims have begun already, but some people are still waiting for news of missing friends and relatives. At least 44 migrants drowned Sunday when their boat capsized off the coast of the Western Sahara. That's according to a migrant aid agency. VOA's Marissa Melton has details.
12 people survived the tragedy. A spokeswoman for Caminando Fronteras told reporters that the bodies of 7 victims were brought back to shore, but that the others could not be retrieved. There was no immediate confirmation from authorities in Morocco. Morocco sees the disputed Western Sahara as an integral part of the North African kingdom. Morocco is a key transit point on routes taken by migrants hoping for better lives in Europe. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Filipinos are voting for a new president with the son of ousted dictator and a champion of human rights as the top contenders. Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son and namesake of the strongman ousted in 1986 People Power Uprising, has led pre-election surveys, but his closest challenger, Vice President Leni Robredo, has tapped into shock and outrage over the prospect of another Marcos holding the top office. The winner of Monday's election will take office on June 30th for a single 6-year term and stands to inherit immense problems, including deep poverty and the legacy of a brutal anti-drug crackdown led by outgoing leader Rodrigo Duterte. His daughter, Sara Duterte, has top surveys for the vice presidential race. Recapping our top story, dozens of Ukrainians are now feared dead after a Russian bomb destroyed a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of one province said Sunday that 30 people were rescued from the rubble of the school, but the rest probably did not survive. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.